Hello, Mark. How are you?
Not too bad, Noel. How are you?
I just have to say, things are very, very quiet.
Yeah, I was struck this morning. Well, we've had a couple of mornings of very serious traffic disruption around the Donnymead area.
Yeah.
But this morning, nothing. Not a thing.
No
sign of any installers or anything around the place.
No trucks, nothing.
No. But what I was struck by absolutely this morning, I dropped me two lads down to school this morning. They go to school in the Donnies. And I come back on my way up through Donnymead there, back past that. And it's amazing. Every corner of every house in the state now has a patrol.
A watcher.
But, you know, what's amazing is the community spirit that's at the coming out of all of this is incredible. I mean, I know myself from being involved with the Residents Association up in Clare Hall that it can be a very, very hard thing to get going, some sort of community spirit. We worked very hard at it we've failed miserably many times to try and get some sort of community. But one of the biggest pluses and positives that's ever going to come out of all of this is it's neighbours are meeting neighbours, and communities suddenly does a burst of community spirit all over the place. I was at a meeting last Wednesday evening in Trinity Sports and Leisure there, and that was the thing that people were talking about. Community spirit is all of it. Lots of people saying how they didn't know the neighbours. They drive in, they drive out. They go about their business, which a lot of people have done in the last few years when they're struggling. And yeah, we've had a kind of a boon in community
now
spirit.
Now they're standing together with determination and a great resolve. There's no doubt about that.
Absolutely, 100%. And the determination, there's no sign of it waning. People are absolutely...
What time would you have been driving down to the Donnie's school?
Down to the school, the Donnie's. I drove down about 8:30 this morning, before 8:30.
Down at Rathfield and Airfield, and I know down in Donnymead over the past week, 7 o'clock everybody's out. But I mean... Where the Irish Water, I believe, this is what was reported in the papers, they were in Donnymead, I believe, on Tuesday morning at 6, getting the barriers up.
Yeah.
But someone was still watching.
Somebody was still
watching. And they were out like a shot. So, as you say, determination and resolve was amazing.
I was going out this morning at about 6:25.
Have they been back to Clare Hall, by the way?
They haven't been back as yet. We get, much like you're probably used to seeing yourself now, you get the vans driving past and they're kind of having a look. I think they're looking for chinks in the armour.
Yeah.
And, you know, but...
if there's only one way in and one way out, I think that's the barrier to them below. Do you see even two or three people?
It seems to help that there's only one way in and one way out. But I was going out at 6:25 this morning. I was going off to do a bit of training, and there was people at the entrance to Clare Hall Estate.
Well, they're the same on Airfield, Rathfield, as I said, they've been like that. And it seems to be countrywide. I mean, I was even listening to the news this morning with Enda Kenny. He was down in Cork. And we think the weather's bad here, but I believe it's quite horrendous in Cork. But there was still lots and lots, but a very high contingency of guards as well. Indeed, all the barriers up 20 feet away, so no one could get near them. But the determination is definitely there. And the changes that they made on Wednesday... It seems to have exacerbated the situation more than quelled it in any sense.
Yeah, well, I think a lot of people seem to be seeing it as a climb down, you're hearing these guys saying, we listen to the people and this is what they come up with. But if you listen to the people on the marches, that's the people aren't saying they want reduced costs. And the people are saying they don't want the Irish Water and they don't want the charges. So either if they're listening, they're not hearing it very well, or they're just not listening.
But I mean, where you can sort of talk about the same things all the time, but people are being very astute now. I was listening to a lot of people now talking even about the changes, and apart from the Association of the Landlords, I can't remember the proper name, they're coming out and saying, well, we're not going to do the work for Irish Water, or we're not doing the work for revenue or whatever it's going to be. We're not going to do that. But I also heard one woman saying, they're very generous giving us £100 of our own money back.
They're giving it back.
Why would they take it in the first place? And then this older senior citizen says, well, for me to get the money, they want your bank details. I'm not giving Irish Water. I wouldn't give anybody in government my bank details.
So they're
seeing the chinks in between and the flaws that are is in the new concept of what they want to do.
Yeah, well, yeah, because, I mean, all of the things that they said you had to do, you had to give your PPS number. Mm. Now, you don't have to give your PPS number. It had to be set at the price it was set at. Now they've greatly reduced. It was all about conservation. The conservation argument seems to be gone.
Yes, yeah.
You know, I think the measures announced the other day are probably just probably a last ditch effort to try and get it over the line.
It's funny, I heard a politician on this morning and I just caught the tail end of it, so I don't know who they were talking to. And he, to me, that was quite a Freudian slip. And when they were talking about the finishing up with the report from what was happening with the protests in Cork, and he said, when the interviewer said, well, it seems to be going on still, he says, yeah, but people will have to realise we have to pay for the infrastructure because we're paying for water that's running away from us. Now, he used the words, we're paying for water that's running away. He didn't say we have to pay for the water to get it fixed. He says we're paying for water. So I don't know where his head was when he made
There's been a few Freudian slips this week. I think it's an indication of the pressure that the government especially are under now. There's been some, I mean, there was some remarks made in the Dáil yesterday likening protesters to ISIS, which
I saw that on the Oireachtas last night.
Incredible. You know, I mean, ISIS at this...
Why not? We're turning into terrorists in Ireland.
Well, you know, well, the old reliables of divide and conquer seem to be alive and well, and it's not working, and nobody seems to be realising that it's not working. They keep trying to do it, you know. I think another remark I heard yesterday was, it may have been the same guy, I don't want to put words in anyone's mouth, that Dublin people have been leeching off the people of the country for years, and the people in the country are sick of it. It's a blatant attempt at divide and conquer to split
the
country.
That's the same thing as when they talk about the protests, where they, first of all, they were talking about the massive turnout on the 11th of October and all this, and the one before that. But now all they're talking about is Jobstown. That's all they keep talking about. And they keep making misreferences to that as well, as far as Paul Murphy's concerned.
When you have mass movement of people like that, and you have mass protests, there's always a danger that you're going to suck in an unruly element. It's natural. I mean, you've been at protests, I've been at protests, and I've been at marches. The people work very, very hard to root out troublemakers and everything else. But it's very, very hard if somebody's hell bent on causing trouble.
But I think also the government don't seem to grasp the idea that it's not organised really by anybody.
It's not. It's
the grassroots people that are organising themselves.
Absolutely.
Like even the benefit night they're having in airfields is an example of trying to get some money to get leaflets and all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And I mean, I was there from the very beginning and watched it start 3, 4, 5 months ago.